Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, March 31st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Jero March. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Wikipedia. Today, we're taking a stride through history to revisit the Jero March, a significant event that unfolded in 1936, where 200 men marched from Jero to London, advocating for employment and relief in the northeast of England during a time of devastating economic hardship. Now, let me set the scene for you. It's the interwar period, the years between the two world wars. The Great Depression is wreaking havoc across the globe, and the town of Jero is in dire straits. The shipbuilding industry, which had been the town's lifeblood, is in decline. Folks are out of work, families are struggling, and the local community is desperately seeking a solution. Enter the Jero March. Take a moment to picture this. 200 men, many of whom are malnourished and worn from the lack of employment, deciding to take their plea some 300 miles on foot from their hometown to the doorstep of Parliament in London. Now, this wasn't a spur-of-the-moment protest. The march was carefully planned and organized by the Jero Borough Council, representing a community united in their struggle. The marchers set out on October 5, 1936, wearing matching outfits of caps and boots, a sight that surely would have caught the eye of anyone they passed. What's really heartwarming here is the support they received along the way. Communities en route offered shelter, food, and even non-monetary donations to aid their cause. Can you imagine the feeling of solidarity, dear listeners, as every step taken by the Jero men brought them closer to London, united by a shared cause? Now, the end of their journey on the 31st of October wasn't quite the triumph you might expect. Despite their efforts, the march did not lead to immediate action from the government. And here's where it gets thought-provoking. The Jero March didn't achieve its goals in the short term, but it painted a profound picture of the plight of the working class and brought national attention to the unemployment crisis. Let's take a moment to reflect on that. A group of determined individuals marching hundreds of miles, capturing the attention and hearts of a nation, but still falling short of their immediate goals. Have any of you experienced something similar? A situation where the journey seemed more impactful than the destination? Feel free to share your stories with us. After all, it's these shared experiences that weave the fabric of our collective history. Now, if we look at the aftermath of the march, it's evident that it left a legacy much larger than its immediate impact. It became a symbol of peaceful protest and the fight against economic injustice. In fact, nearly a decade later, Jero saw an improvement with the establishment of a steelworks, not a direct result of the march, but it represented a light at the end of a very long, dark tunnel for the residents. Listeners, I want you to think about the power of collective action. The Jero March is just one example of how a community's shared effort can echo through time. It's important to ponder how we, in our own communities today, can learn from the tenacity and solidarity shown by the Jero Marchers. What current issues might benefit from such unity and peaceful demonstration? And let's not forget, the Jero March holds lessons in perseverance. It tells us that sometimes the fruits of our labor may not be tasted until long after the work is done. As we navigate the complexities of our modern world, where do we see parallels in our own struggles for justice and equity? Do we possess the same endurance as the men of Jero, ready to march to the ends of the earth for what we believe is right? Before we wrap up this historical journey, it's worth highlighting that the struggle of the Jero Marchers is commemorated yearly, serving as a constant reminder of the town's history and the broader narrative of community resilience. In a way, the march is an evergreen story, its underlying themes reemerging in different shapes and forms across the generations. So, dear listeners, as you continue with your day, keep the spirit of the Jero March in mind. As we've discussed, it's more than just a footnote in history books. It's a testament to the enduring human spirit and the importance of standing up, quite literally, for what we believe in. I encourage you to delve deeper into the Jarrow March by exploring the Wikipedia article we've based today's episode on. Engage with the content, absorb the history, and let us know how it has inspired or informed your perspective. This has been Wikipedia, where history is not just remembered, but re-examined through the lens of today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunities. Thank you for joining us on this historical walk, and until next time, keep marching forward.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Jarrow March. Thanks for listening. See you next time.